USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not happy with some of the 40 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden in the last 9 days.
There's nothing green about a tsunami of pink slips for American workers or carting Canadian crude around in trucks and trains.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Friday. The White House coronavirus response team is keeping an eye on the still rising coronavirus death rate in the United States. CDC Director Rachel Walensky also notes that the virus mutations that they have forecasted are starting to spread.
We expected this, and this is why I feel compelled to underscore for you the need for each of us to remain steadfast in our commitment to taking all of the appropriate steps to protect ourselves and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Nicole Phelps, wife of swimmer Michael Phelps, says it's not been easy being in a relationship with someone who fights depression and suicidal tendencies. She tells NBC's Today Show that she's been looking for ways to support her husband and finally learned she can't take responsibility for him getting better.
I keep reminding Michael that I'm not here to judge him. I'm here to support him. I'm here to love him. I'm here open arms, and I'm not going to shame him. I'm not going to say you can't feel that way.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where they're headed. This is where their radical base is demanding. And so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. So you don't start using the number of justices on the court as a political strategy to sort of taken to its absurd conclusion. If a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd, but that's the direction we could head here."
After meeting with Donald Trump in Florida, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the former president is committed to helping Republicans get elected in 2022. President Trump has agreed to work with Leader McCarthy on helping the Republican Party become a majority in the House, said a statement from the Trump-aligned Save America PAC, and McCarthy tweeted, "United and ready to win 2022. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.